When pub trivia nights jumped the pond from the UK to the US in the 1980s, they took some time to catch on. But today, they're not just for self-proclaimed geeks.
It's gone from something that was almost like a nerd underground scene into a quasi-mainstream entertainment staple, I'd say.
That's John Dickers, quizmaster at a company called Geeks Who Drink. It runs bar trivia nights at a nearly 1,000 venues across the country. And this weekend, it's hosting an annual trivia battle royale in Chicago. Monica Ang from member station WBEZ went to a Chicago bar to meet up with one of the 230 teams competing this weekend.
They call it the Geek Bowl, when more than 230 teams from around the country gather for a day of trivia competitions. At Cheesy's Pub on Chicago's North Side, one of these teams is in serious training mode.
Rounds 2 and 8 tonight are going to be worth 16 points.
They're brushing up on the rules.
No one from your team can be on their phone.
They're setting team positions.
Chris is the geography guy, and I know a lot of music. Megan is pop culture. Luke is sports. Banks knows
random facts, like, from high school.
And they're sharing training strategies.
Not a bad idea to memorize the periodic table.
As you can guess, they're not athletes or even mathletes. These are wannabe trivia titans, and they're gearing up for tomorrow's competition.
It's a pretty big deal.
John Dickers is quizmaster at Geeks Who Drink, one of several bar trivia companies in the U.S. and the force behind the annual Geek Bowl. He says some contestants just want to play for fun.
And then there are the professionals, who are usually former game show contestants and academic bowl champs, who are there to win.
But the average attendee?
Our crowd are your basic autodidacts, pop culture obsessives, and high school valedictorians.
These are people who pour into thousands of bars each week, helping boost business on traditionally slow nights. And at Cheesy's Pub, that team in training has picked a name for the weekend's big competition.
Sly and the Family Stone Cold Steve Austin. Last year, our name was Insane Clown Possum.
That's team captain Chris Owens. He and teammate Denise Stein say they have a few key strategies to prepare.
We watch Jeopardy.
I Shazam every song that I don't know.
I like to go on Wikipedia and click on random article and then just go into a black hole of clicking on different articles and learning about things.
When Owens mentions it's also important to study geography, I throw out this question.
What was the old name of Istanbul?
Constantinople, which is funny because They Might Be Giants is playing Geek Bowl, and that's one of their hit songs.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople.
So what would be a success for this team on Saturday?
We'd love to be in the top 100. We've seen Jeopardy champs playing there. Colby Burnett was on a team of nothing but Jeopardy champs, and they got second. So it's a fairly hard competition out there for this.
The Geek Bowl winner will take home a prize of $20,000. But Owen's teammate, Luke Jacobs, says these quiz nights offer a less obvious prize for groups of friends who get together to play.
I think one underrated thing is we're not allowed to look at our phones, and so you really have to just be present with people for 2 hours at a time without being distracted by a screen in your pocket. I think that's kind of a nice thing.
So 2 hours with friends where nobody's on their phone? That's no trivial benefit. For NPR News in Chicago, I'm Monica Ang.